With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A settlement with securities regulators will allow Elon Musk to remain CEO of Tesla. The weekend agreement sent shares of Tesla soaring more than 17% on Monday.
Analysts had cautioned that they thought maybe Tesla would have a harder time raising capital without him around, just given the enthusiasm that he generates for the company. So a lot of questions were raised at the idea of him not being there, and now this settlement takes away some of those questions, and some investors are hoping this will bring a new era of calm.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins has the details, but first, here are some top stories. The U.S. Supreme Court opens its term with 8 members on Monday as the FBI conducts an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Justice Anthony Kennedy, who retired in July, was often the court's deciding vote, and although conservative, joined liberals on several big decisions. Senate Republicans had hoped to confirm Kavanaugh before the start of the new term. Federal regulators want to free up more airwaves for unlicensed uses like Wi-Fi and broadband. The proposal from the Federal Communications Commission would help ease traffic and comes as the U.S. is competing to develop next-generation 5G technology. The FCC is expected to vote on the proposal later this month. Harley-Davidson is making more sales of its used motorcycles than its new ones. The company sells approximately 3 used Harleys for every new one. Used motorcycle sales are up 13%, while new sales are down about half since their 2006 peak. The motorcycle maker is hoping to attract new riders with a line of middleweight bikes. Facebook executive Adam Mosseri is now head of Instagram after the app's 2 co-founders resigned from Facebook last week following clashes with chief executive Mark Zuckerberg. Mosseri is a longtime executive at the company. He began as a designer in 2008 and oversaw Facebook's newsfeed before moving to Instagram's product division in May. Still to come, more on Elon Musk's settlement with securities regulators. As part of a settlement reached with securities regulators over the weekend, Elon Musk will step down as chairman of Tesla, but remain the company's CEO. Joining us now from San Francisco with more on what that means for the company's future is Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. Tim, looking back to just a few days ago, Musk was poised to fight securities regulators in court, but then the two sides were able to reach a somewhat surprising settlement that came over the weekend. What are the details of that agreement besides the change in Musk's role?
Yeah, well, maybe we just step back a little bit. Thursday, we reported that Elon Musk had a potential settlement offer but walked away from it. Then Friday, we reported that he really seemed to be gearing up for a fight. He'd hired a new lawyer. People that I talked to were talking about how he thought he could win this case in court. And then Saturday, boom, a surprise settlement announced. Well, our reporting discovered that his lawyers went back to the SEC after that initial settlement offer was rejected and said, hey, can we try to do this again and really work through that? But the SEC was frustrated. They were kind of angry at what had occurred. And so they really kind of they felt like a new offer had to be a little bit tougher than the previous one. And so We saw that the fine was greater. The number of years that he can no longer be chairman was greater, went from 2 to 3 years. He can't be chairman. But the key thing for Elon Musk and the key thing for Tesla investors is that he gets to remain as CEO of Tesla going forward. And on Friday, when there was this great concern that potentially he could be ousted as CEO, you saw the stock just plunge, just drop like a rock, a great concern because in a lot of ways, Tesla trades on the Elon Musk premium. Barclays, for example, estimates that the stock price has maybe $130 per share of value on that Elon premium. That Friday, the stock closed around $260 a share. So a great number of value there and the idea of what Elon Musk can do for the personal transportation future.
So how does this settlement change Musk's focus at the company and the overall governance of Tesla?
It's unclear just yet. It depends largely on what board members are appointed. The settlement requires 2 new independent board members to be appointed and then also a new chairman. The question will be, who do they pick for this chair position? Is it somebody who's internal, who the board, who's been there for a while and has been seen as closely aligned to Elon for a number of years? Or do they bring in somebody from the outside who really doesn't have any connection to the orbit of the Elon Musk world? It's too early to say. Investors that I have talked to are hopeful that the company goes with an outsider for the chairman role to send a signal that the board is serious about oversight, serious about holding Elon Musk accountable for his actions. You have to remember, the board has been under a lot of criticism for not reining him in. It's been a kind of a wild ride, not just in recent weeks with some of these tweets, but the company has consistently missed goals and struggled with production. And those are the kind of things they have to get past if they're going to really become more than just a niche electric car company and evolve into a global automaker that's going to compete against the likes of BMW and Mercedes.
Now, what about Musk's use of Twitter, which is what caused this in the first place? Will there be any new rules at Tesla guiding his behavior on Twitter?
It's a key part of this as well. The SEC settlement requires Tesla to increase its policies for social media among its senior executives. And also Elon has to get pre-approval of his tweets if they are dealing with what could potentially be material information for the company. So that will be a big change for Elon Musk. Here is an executive who's, unlike most publicly traded CEOs, very prolific on Twitter, oftentimes, you know, joking or seemingly off the cuff statements that in the past have confused or perhaps excited the market. Sometimes he goes too far. Remember earlier this year for April Fool's Day, he joked about the company going bankrupt. And the next day when trading began, that the shares dropped as well. And the SEC concerned really about the August 7th tweet that he sent out that said that he was thinking about taking Tesla private and had secured funding to do so. The SEC saying that this was a misleading statement and that was not the case. And they wanted to prohibit him from doing that and also prohibit him from just sowing confusion in the marketplace.
And we've seen, of course, how investors have responded to the news last week. What did we see on Monday, the first trading day since the settlement was reached over the weekend?
Well, investor exuberance, really. Relief that Elon Musk was not going to be ousted, removing that cloud of uncertainty around Tesla. The thought of an Elon Musk not with Tesla in a leadership role was disconcerting for a lot of people. Analysts had cautioned that they thought maybe Tesla would have a harder time raising capital without him around, just given the enthusiasm that he generates for the company. So a lot of questions were raised at the idea of him not being there. And now this settlement takes away some of those questions. And some investors are hoping this will bring a new era of calm, or at least new era of focus on production of the Model 3.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins joining us from San Francisco. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thanks.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.